They don't tell anybody. There's nobody to tell them.
That's the only way to know.
Kimcha dechitri, flour. Interesting. You didn't explain flour. Rabbi Yehuda omer bori pri ha'adom. Now we're going to have later that kosa sachita. If a person eats wheat kernels, he makes a bori pri ha'adom. There's the broch of mezoinus. That's only when it's brought to its higher levels, made into something. If you eat straight ahead chito, it's bori pri ha'adom. So he says eating the flour is the same thing. Bori pri ha'adom. Rav Nachman Amar, even though it changed its form, but it remains what it was. Rav Nachman Amar shakol niyeh bedvori. Since it's a changed form, it goes down in the broch. Omale rovale Rav Nachman, loy tiflog alei de Reb Yehuda. Don't argue with Reb Yehuda. Meaning Reb Yehuda is right who said bori pri ha'adom. The Reb Yochanan u'Shmuel kaima kavosa. Because Reb Yochanan u'Shmuel hold like him. What did they say? That's Reb Yochanan u'Shmuel we just had yesterday. Dom Reb Yehuda u'Shmuel v'chenom Reb Yitzchak Reb Yochanan. Shem and Zayis mivorchen ol bori pri ha'etz. Alma afal gav de ishtani b'milsikoy. Even though it changed form, it retains its brocha. The fact that it was once a Zayis now to get changed into Shemen doesn't change the brocha. So too, it's an interesting comparison. So too, the chito, which has a bracha bori pri ha'adom, changed its form, it got ground into flour, so it should stay the same thing. Why are you changing it to shakel? Hochanami, afagav de ish, tenei b'mil sekoi. Even though it's a changed form, it should remain in its, what do you call it? So, good morning, shin chilek. Mi domi, hosom lesle iluya acharino. By shemen zayis, when it goes from the zayis to the shemen, it's got nowhere else to go. In other words, that's it's where it's going. That is its derech achila. So why should it lose the brocha? Brocha by wheat. It's an interesting thing. In other words, wheat changes into flour, then goes to bread or mezoyin. Let's say bread. So it's called isleach iluy achrina bepas. In other words, the chit is a bar piradoma. It should be changed all the way into bread. That's where it's going. Now that it's changed and it didn't get to what's really going, where it's going, so that's not the way, that's not what it's meant to be, so to speak. So it drops to shahakal. Hocha isle iluya achrina bepas. So the Rashi, isle achrina achrina hilka, yotza miklal pri, ulaklal derech achilosa lobo. It's like it's a neutral ground over here. It's not the pri hadom as it was, it changed. But it's not where it's supposed to be going either. It's not, it's derech achilo. So it goes to Shahak. It's a new thing Reb Nachman is telling us here. Shemen Zayis changed, but it came to its Aluya. That's what it's supposed to be. That's how you're supposed to eat. Eat Zayisim or eat Shemen. That's how it's supposed to be. You're telling me it's a new thing you're telling me. That when it's in a middle stage, meaning it's changed, but it hasn't changed to its, get to its tachla, so to speak, it drops to Shahakul. El Shahakul, V'homer, Reb Zayir, Omer Rav Mas, Omer Reb Shmuel, Omer Shmuel, Akra Chaya, raw, some sort of a vegetable, the kimcha de sairi, now that's saorim flour, mivochina nalayu shakal niya bedvoro, you make shahakal. My love, the chiti bori pri ha'adomo. Okay, akra is not a problem, akra is a vegetable that's eaten cooked, so when you eat it raw, you make shakal. But what's about kimcha de sairi? Now, but the Gemara always, saorim was generally treated as animal food. General saorim was not on the level of chitim. So he's telling me that flour made from se'orim, you make shahakal. In my lab, what do you mean to say that? But the flour from chita would be bori pri ha'adomo. Because if he meant that all flour, even good flour, so to speak, chita flour was shahakal, why did he tell me that se'orim flour is shahakal? He should tell me the bigger chiddush. Chita flour is much more close to a michael adam. I mean, se'orim flour didn't use michael adam. So who you have a mashmos from here, that kimcha de chiti is bori pri ha'adomo, not like you said, then anything that is that isli achrini goes to shakel. Zok the name, lo. The chiti nami shakel niye bedvore. No, when he said chita de sairi, when he said kimcha de sairi, he meant kimcha de chiti also. Kimcha de chiti is also shakel. So why did he say, so tell me the bigger chiddush. Veleshmin in the chiti koshke de sairi. So let him tell me that even chitim flour is shakel, fashteitzach. Sorin flour, as Rashi puts it, because that's Choshuva. Where's Rashi there? Second, my love. Yeah, my lab midom a sairi mechal d'sreib b'chiti bar b'dom d'choshev. Chiti flour is more important. So Akhtazay, iash me'in in the chiti. Had he told us, had he come and made a statement that kimcha d'chiti is shahakal, I would have made a mistake and thought that kimcha d'sairi, you b'chalal don't make a broch on it. Have a mina hani mila d'chiti, avul d'sairi lo livruch ali klal komashmo. That's what he's telling us. When he said that sa'irim flour is shahakal, he meant chitim flour also is shahakal. So let him say the bigger chiddush that chitim flour is shahakal. No, of course, sa'irim flour is shahakal. I would have made a mistake the other way around. I would have thought that sa'irim flour, you don't make a broch at all. Frek de Gemara, what kind of havamin is that? What is that you don't make a broch at all on? Umigorim melach zomis. Is it worse than salt? Zomis, Rashi learns, is some sort of salt water, some brine, whatever. This is not, and that we have a mishnah la melech ala zomis zomis shakel niyeh bedvori. What should be worse than that? It doesn't have a chshiv. It's okay. It's not going to make it the cake. You're not going to make from it. But why shouldn't it have? Why shouldn't it have a broch? So the Gemara eats the sakadai the chamino melech v'zomis ovid inish the shori lepume. Melech v'zomis people sometimes eat. Avol kimcha de sairei hoil the kosher le kukiani. Kukiani is some type of stomach worms. Apparently, they have a Gemara in Shabbos that eating soyrim or soyrim flour can cause this intestinal worms. So I would have thought hoil the kosher le kukiani lo libracha le klal. So you don't make a bracha but chalal on it. Ikomash v'lon came with this le'ano minay boy bruche. So that's his chiddush. So when he came to say chita desari, make a shakal, he was trying to tell us something else. That don't make a mistake, that chita desari, since it has this downside of kukyani, I would have it sad, maybe it's mazik, whatever it is, something you wouldn't make a broch on it. No, chita desari, maybe people do have anor from it, has a side effect, but that doesn't take off the broch. There's a lot of foods that have bad side effects. Doesn't mean you don't make a broch on it. But he taka meant that even chita de kimchi, I'm sorry, even kimcha de chita yishakal, like I said, and you don't have your diuk. That remains halacha, that with flour you make a shahakal. Good. Koira. Now, koira, the way Rashi learns, is rach shel dekel. The way Rashi, let's take a look at the Rashi, the koira, rach shel dekel, kishanof of gedelim, when the branch, we're not talking about fruit, we're talking about the branches of the tree. Bichol shona vishona, kedera kol hilonis, anoisa bishona zu, rach, bishona shneem, iskash, venasa eitz. Apparently that's how the dekel works. The branch, the first year is soft, and it's edible. By the next year, it's already hard, and it's wood. But that first year, you could eat it. Now, it's not the pre of the tree. You're never going to make up a pre-eater, that's for sure not. Because it's not the pre of the tree, it's the tree. But one could theoretically make on that pre-adoma, could be. Because if you think about it, if you would eat a tree, let's say there was a tree that was edible, you wouldn't make pre or eights on it, because it's not the pre of the eights, but you could make pre-adoma, because the tree could be looked as pre of the adoma. Or it could be shahakal. That's going to be our discussion now. What is it? Pre eights is out of the question. And what is koira in English? Do they have a word for it? Yeah, palm shots. Right. Apparently, the palm tree, when it first grows, is soft and somewhat edible. Okay, let's go. Reb Yudoma boi pri adoma. Shmuel ama shakal niya bedvore. Reb Yudoma boi pri adoma peirahu. Meaning it's pre of that adoma. Am I said, at this point, it's edible. It's pre of adoma. Shmuel am shakel niyibed rafavos hol v'soifel ahakshis. Within the next season, at the end of this season, it's going to be inedible. You can't make on that a bori pri'adom. Some that soifel ahakshis, you don't make pri'adom, you make shakel. Okay, it's like it's anything else. It loses its sechshivis. It's going to be soon wood, but shakel you make. Now, so Shmuel just said shakel. Why? Because soifel ahakshis turns around Shmuel and says to Rabbi Yehuda, you know, you're right. I'm not right. Omle Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda shinin. You make a mistake. It's kind of short. What shinina means? Some, how did they teach it? Shinina was the Rashi. Sharp one sometimes says the other way. Okay. Kavosuch mistaber. You're right. That I came and said that koyre shakel because it's soifel ahakshis. You're right. I'll prove you're right. I'll show you that soifel ahakshis is not a svara to say shakel. So tznoin. Tznoin is a type of vegetable. Radish. Right? They have it as radish. Tznoin. Yeah. Soifel ahakshis. Tznoin also. Rashi says, if you don't cut it off in its proper time, it will get hard like wood. So that's a very similar thing. It's something that's edible. Now, if I leave it on the ground, it'll turn into wood. That's what koira is. Koira is presently edible. It's soft. But if I leave it on there and let the season finish, well, next year it'll become wood. So I told you before that that svar of Sefer LaHakshis takes it down from Bori Pri Adomo to Shahakol, but Tznoin is the same thing. Umevochin and Alei Bori Pri Adomo and Tznoin. That's a Mishnah. We Gemara said Tznoin. Is it Chamei Bori Pri Adomo? See that the svar of Sefer LaHakshis is not necessarily a svar. It's edible now. It's a Pri Adomo. Machan Pri Adomo. But he turned around and right away says, that's not true. There's a big difference. That's a very important thing. There's a big difference between tznoin. You can feel it. You have an intuition. Intuitive feelings. A difference here. Tznoin is the thing itself. Tznoin is the fruit. I'm a vegetable. So you're telling me that's a bit different. You're telling me the vegetable itself will become hard. But now it's the vegetable. This is not the thing itself. This is the tree. It so happens it's in a prior stage when it didn't get hard. What's the difference? Says well, the difference is, why did I plant this thing? Tznoin, I plant for tznoin. This is what I'm after. This is the Pri Adomo. The fact that it'll spoil or give it hard tomorrow doesn't make it a Pri Adomo. Here's a different story. I didn't plant the tree to eat kairach, man. That's a different story. Lohi tznoin, not the inchadaitu de puglo. When I plant tznoin, I plant it adaitu of this tznoin, the puglo, when it's soft. I thought it will get hard, but I planted it to eat the snow base. It's what you call it when it's edible. If I leave it too long, it'll get hard. On that, I make a Bori Pri Adomo. The fact that tomorrow won't be edible doesn't make ice. Diklo lonati inchi adaito de koiro. I don't plant the dekel tree adaito to eat the koiro. If I'm going to see soon, I don't want to eat the koiro because if I eat those branches, I kill away my tree. In a slava daita, then I have the chenus. So for action, it's not the thing itself. On that zogir, it goes down to shak. Oh, so I'm not so clear. You're telling me now that lonati daita. I'm sorry, lonati inchi pulls it down to shakal. I'll give you an example. You'll see, not that way. But right, slav. Now, slav is the most interesting business. Slav is a tree. I don't know if they have an English word for it. I don't know. Caper bush, yeah, they don't know exactly what it is. But kids, there's four parts to that tree that we have to deal with. There's the evyonis, that's the fruit. There's the kafrisin, which is some sort of a peel around the fruit or someone around the fruit. Then there's tamaris and all in are the leaves. And then there's tamaris. Tamaris are like little buds. And she says, if you look in your arovas some more, you'll see there are little. Yeah, not like really berries, but the berries on the dasim. They're like little. They look like little buds growing at the base of the leaves. That's called tamaris. So there are four things we have to deal with here. Varet slav. Now the slav is planted for the fruit, but they call parcho. To assume they're called evyonis. It's planted for the fruit, not for the branches and the rest of the stuff. They're not the inchadait of the parcho. And yet with tanan, al mine nitzpo is the slav. We call it mine because it's one min, but it has four parts to it, this tree. Al ha'olin v'alatmoris, the leaves and those buds on the leaves, omer bor pri adomo. Al ha'evyoinis v'alakafrisin, the fruit itself and the kafrisin is the klipa around it. Like Rai says, it's like a klipa around nuts. Omer bor, obviously soft, omer bor pri eitz. Now, good, bor pri eitz. Let's look at the tmoris and the olin. What's going on over there? People plant the tree, why? Adaita devyonis, about it to eat the fruit, not for the leaves and the tamaris. So according to what you told me before, since it's lav adaita, that should go to shahakul. Let's say to HaMishnah, that on the all and the tamaris you make, bar pri adom, it's like a lav adaita. So no, you're wrong. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzo, tzlaf, not the inchi adaita de shuso. It's planted adaita de shuso. Those leaves. Now, again, they point out it doesn't mean nobody is planting a tzlaf tree in order to eat leaves. That's what's going on over here. You're planting a tzlaf tree for the fruit, a statement doch. But you have in mind also to eat that stuff. Why? Because it doesn't harm the tree at all. If you'll pick off those things, it doesn't harm the tree. That's the fact. I can explain it, but it doesn't harm the tree. Masha'en ken a dekel or not the inch adaita de kaira, Zok Rashi, because there, if you'll eat them, you're eating away the tree itself. I mean, in a dekel tree, if you're going to eat this season those soft branches, you don't have branches next year. You're killing away your tree. So there, when you plant your dekel tree, I say that you're planting the dekel tree for the fruit, and you don't want to eat those other things, the kaira you don't want to eat. Mela, that svara takes it down, even though now it's edible. since it's not the fruit itself, and you don't plan on eating it, usual people don't eat it, it goes down to shahakal. But in a dekel tree, technically you plant the dekel tree to get the fruit, but it's adaita to eat those things too, because you'll pick off those leaves, apparently it doesn't harm the tree at all, so if they're edible, people will eat it. So that you don't, there it's not lav adaita, it's adaita, mainly it remains bor pri adomo. Yeah, yeah. What was Rashi say? What was the Rashi? We've just lost it. Shusa, lechol es olam vesa tomorrow's. Shusa is the olam of the tomorrow's. Now, from what follow? Lamaisa, we have a machloikis over here. On this koyri. Rabbi Yehuda said, Bore pri adomo. It's a bore pri adomo. It doesn't have this business of so flahakshis. That doesn't have that. Shmuel came up with a new svara. Since it wasn't, and people don't eat it, it's not the fruit itself, and people don't, it wasn't with a cheshrin to eat it, it goes down to shahakal. Shmuel came and said to Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. Now, how do we paskin? Zog the Gemara, afogav the kalsa Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, even though Shmuel praised Rabbi Yehuda, and at the beginning said, you're right, doesn't matter. Ilchasa, kavose de Shmuel, we remain with Shmuel, svara of lavadait. Okay, let me get it. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav. Slaf shel orlo. Now, you have this chaff tree, it's orlo, b'chutz loretz. It's in chutz loretz. Now, orlo you're not allowed to eat. Look what it says here. Zoyrik esu ev yoinis, you have to throw away the fruit. V'oichel es hakafrisim. But you can eat the, what do you call it? The peels, okay? Now, what's the din in orlo? What's os in orlo? The peri. Yeah. This sugya holds its rabbon. I'm seeing machloikis in kedusha. This sugya is going that it's from rabbon, but it is all it's knowing. Now, orla is knowing only in the pre. So lechura, what he's saying here is that the evyoinis is a pre. The kafrisin are not considered pre. Okay. Now that's obviously not so comfortable. We just said before that on the evyoinis and the kafrisin you make bori prioates. Okay. So let's see. Lememra, you mean to tell me Devyonis peri, kafris la peri? Look who that's what he's saying. Devyonis are pre, the kafris are not pre. Veriminu, the bridge that we, the brisa we just had. Almine nitzpo, ala olam ala tmoris, ome bore prio adomo, ala vien la kafris ome prio etsu. Ome prio etsu. Apparently, the kafrisin in this fruit is considered pre itself. Okay? Zog the Gemara, that's true over there. Who do Omer Kareb Akiva? The Snan, Rebbe Lezer Omer, Tzaf, Tzlaf, Misaser, Tmoris, Vev Yoinis, Vekafrizen. All three of them you take Maisa, the Olam Na, but all three of them are considered Peri. Rebbe Akiva Omer, Ein Misaser, Lev Yoinis, Bilvad, Rebbe Neshahu Pri. So it's a machloikis. Rebbe Akiva holds that in Slav, all that's pre is Evyonis. According to Rebbe Lezer, Evyonis Kafriza could be even Tmoris. It may not be the Iker pre, but it's pre. Okay? Zok there, he was eating the Kafriza in Arlo, he was going like Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva holds that the only thing that's pre is Evyonis. So he's okay. Oh, so very nice. Let him, he should have come along and just said, V'neim Halacha ki Rebbe Akiva. Ioma halacha ki Rebbe Akiva hava mina filu beoretz komash malon kol amekel beoretz halacha komoisu bechutz loretz of a beoretz lo. This is a rule we have in Zeroyim. It applies all over or not, it's not clear. Whenever you have a machloikis in Eretz Yisrael, you, even though we are machmir in chutz loretz, since it's only midrabonon, you can take the kula dikashita. Okay, so what he was really doing was going like this. Kipshuta, what he said was like this. We have a machloikis here, whether the kafrisin are considered peiri. That means in orla, can you eat the kafrisin? Now, in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be machmir lamazog. But in chutz loretz, since orla is only the rabbonon, pasaran sugi goes, you can take the kula dikeshita, halacha kamosu b'chutz loretz. He was in chutz loretz, right? The rabbi Amarav, slap shalom b'chutz loretz. So in chutz loretz, he took the kula dikeshita, meaning he took Rebbe Akiva, who holds that only Evyonis is peiri, but kafrisin are not. So that's what Gemara is saying. Had he said halacha k'Rebbe Akiva, you would have thought he's fasting like Rebbe Akiva, meaning even in Eretz Yisrael, you can eat the kafrisin. That's not true. He's not saying that. All he's saying is that in chutz loretz he can eat the kafrisin. Because whenever you have a machloikas in Eretz Yisrael, you can be making chutz loretz. Okay. V'neimus, let him say that. Halacha k'Rebbe Akiva b'chutz loretz. Let him say that. The kol ha'mekel b'oretz halacha k'moisa b'chutz loretz. So we have to be careful here. We have to be careful. The Machloikis Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Akiva wasn't said by Orlo. It was said by Meiser. Correct? We're deducing from there to Orlo. Says you could still make a mistake, because had he said you can be maker like Rebbe Akiva Chutz Loretz, I would have thought maybe that's only by Meiser. Because Meiser pay, we're talking about the Meiser payers or Elon. That even Eretz Yisrael is only the Rabbonon. Most people hold that the only the Rice and Meiser is Tirish Dog of Yitzhak. Meiser Peiris and Meiser Yerek is the Rabbonon. So I would have thought this rule of Halacha, so that's only with the original Machloik, that's always the Rabbonon. But with the Machloik, and Eretz Yisrael is the Rice, like Orla, maybe I wouldn't have the right to be Mekel and Chutz Loretz. So you don't want to put it that way either. When do I make like Rebbe Akiva? Gabi Meiser Elon, the Boretz Gufo Midrabonon, the ganze Zach is a Drabonon. Then I take the right to say that Chutz Loretz becomes even easier. Aval Gabi Orlo, the Oretz Midraisa, Eimu Chutz Loretz Nami Nigzer, Kamash Malon. So he didn't want to make it any of those rules. You might have made a mistake. So he just said, Slav and Chutz Loretz, he could eat the Kafrisa. Agav, this is from the Gemara, from the most difficult Gemara. The Rambam happens to hold that Meiser Peiris is the Raisa. Zachrin have lists of Gemaras against him. This is one of the worst. And this Gemara came out clearly says that Meiser Peiris or Elon is the Rabbonon in Eretz Yisrael. Very little you can do with it here. Okay, now. Good. Ravina, a similar thing. Ashkechel and Marba Ravashi found Marba Ravashi. Now, obviously, Marba Ravashi lived in Bobs in Chutz Loretz, correct? It's the same business. The Kozorik Evyonis or Kochel Kafrisin. He saw him throwing away the Evyonis and eating the Kafrisin. Meaning he was doing exactly like when we showed the system. Basically, halacha like Rebbe Akiva and Chutz Loretz. He took on the Mekel, Rebbe Akiva, that the Kafrisin don't have a Shem Peri in Chutz Loretz. So he ate them. On Malay, so Ravina says to Marba Ravashi, my daito ki Rebbe Akiva the Mekel. Meaning, what are you doing, Marba Ravashi? You picked out the Mekel. And that's the rule. In Chutz Loretz, you can take the Mekel. Marba Ravashi, I have a bigger Mekel for you. I'll give you a bigger cooler, which we don't hold like, but in Chutz Loretz, you can take the biggest Mekel. I'll give you a Mekel that you could even have Yoinis. Who's that? The Levin Market Beishamai. The Makil Tzvei. Beishamai is even more Mekel. Let's see what Beishamai said. That Nan, Slav, Beishamai Omrim, Kilayim Bekerim. Now, to make Kilayim Bekerim, what do you have to have? You have to have Kerim together with Zeroim, Chita, Soira. Not trees. There's no such thing. You plant an apple tree with grapes. Doesn't need Kilayim Bekerim. It has to be Lo Sizra Kamacho Kiloy. Okay. Beishamai says, Slav is Kilayim Bekerim. Apparently, he doesn't hold its Peiris. It must be Pri Adomo. Okay? Beis Hillel Omrim ain't Kilayim Bekerim, because Slav is a tree. It's Pri Elon. It has Orlan. Understand those things will go together. Because if it's not a Peiris, it's a Elon. It's Kilayim. If it's Kilayim Bekerim, there's not going to be any Orlan on it, because it's not Peiris. Elu v'elu v'moidim shechayiv b'orlo. Okay, now Beis Hillel is okay, because Beis Hillel is saying Slav is a pre-Hoyil, it's a pre-Hoyit. Meila, it's not Kilayim Bekerim, it is Orlo. Beis Shammai, who is Gantz Modna here, because Beis Shammai says it's Kilayim Bekerim, so it's not Peiris or Elon. Then he says it's Orlo, so it is Peiris or Elon, I don't know what he wants. Hogufa Kasha, Amrit Slav, Beis Shammai Omer Kilayim Bekerim, Alma Min Yereku. If he makes the Kilayim with a Kerim, he's treating it as Yerok, it's not as Peiris or Elon. Nu v'hoda toni eil v'el mochachai v'orlam alma min ilonu. What's it pshat in Beishamai altogether? Holoi kasha, Beishamai spooky mesapka lehu, v'abdi hocha lechumra v'hocha lechumra. Let's get that straight. So what's the anum lachloikis? Beis Hillel says Tzlaf is a tree. Tree with peiris. That's how we assume. Beishamai is coming with a new curveball here. He's not even sure it's a tree. It might be a rockus. Now, Bechlal, that's an interesting child. What's going on over here? Is the what's going? Is a tree? Is not a tree? It's a big deal over here. I'm going to have sugis later. What's our basic? What do you call it? That's a litmus test for a tree. If it's there, if you take the tree off and the tree remains, then it's a pre-eight. Tomatoes, you take them off, it goes out, regrows the whole geschäft over there. So what's going? What's the chal b'chal over here? Is there been a Yonis? Explain an interesting thing here. The tzlaf, he says, is a very small tree. Apparently, some sort of a bush. He says that's what Beis Shammai's mokum sofik is. Since it's so low to the ground, he held it may not get a din of eights. And we all know the rule is the rule. You take it's like a tree, and that you take the fruit off, it remains. It doesn't disappear during the winter. So that was good. But now you're telling me that Beis Shammai is mesupik, whether it's now. So now what's the din legabe orlo bichlal in a tzlaf? The fruit itself. It's Sofek Arla. It'll always be Sofek Arla because it might be a Rokis, it might be a Lonis. Now, what's the din of Sofek Arla and Chutz Loretz? Happens to be Mutal. Lamazen. Mikom Mikom Libbe Shamai Havele Sofek Arla Utnan Sofek Arla Beretz Yisrael Arla. Pshtayim Zachas Sofek Daraisa. Besuria, it's Mutal. Surya, this Brisa holds Surya, it's Kibush Yochid. Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush. It doesn't have a din Eretz Yisrael. So it's a Sofek de Rabbona. Uba Chutz Loretz, in real Chutz Loretz, not adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. If you grow it in Muncie, Yoyreid Viloy Keach, you can. In Surya, when you say Sofek Arla's Muta means, if the guy brings me out fruit, I'm not sure, it's all I can take it. Chutz Loretz, you go even further. You can go to the Amoritz and tell him, go pick me some stuff, even though I know he's going into his backyard and he might well have Arla there. Ubevachla, you're in a locate. As long as you don't see him picking it, it's okay. Whatever it is. In Chutz Loretz, Sofek Arla's Muta, right? So you are going, why are you not eating, why are you eating the Kafrisin? Because you're chapping on the Mekel. Reb Akiva holds Kafrisin as Mut. You don't hold that way, but in Chutz Loretz, you give yourself the latitude to take the Mekel. There's a bigger Mekel. According to Beis Shammai, you can eat the Evyoinus. Because it's Sofek Arla. Sofek Arla, Egesach Lekula, go all the way. You know what I mean? You want to be liberal? What are you fooling around for? Go all the way. Zog the Gemara Poshit. Reb Akiva, B'mokam Reb Lez, Avdin and Kavosei. Beis Shammai, Mokam Yisrael in the Mishnah. As we often say, you have a machloikis Reb Elezer and Reb Akiva. Okay, so Shaila, what is it? Let's say we pass against Reb Elezer, but it doesn't nullify Reb Akiva. Mele, we have this rule that you can use them in chutzos. Beis Shammai, the guy still is nothing. That's it. It's in a mission. Beis Shammai doesn't exist. You don't even chap it on as a sheet. Okay, so we're okay. So Bekitzer, Marbar Avashi is like Rabbi Yudah Meshmuel. He ate. The Shaila is, the Avyoinus is Peiri, the Kafrisin is a Machloikis Tanoim if it's Peiri, in Eretz Yisrael you'll have to be Machloik, but in Chutz Loretz, Al Sabonon, Yechap on Reb Akiva Shita, Meili ate the Kafrisin. Comes down to Gemara with a new problem, guys. A new problem. So why did he eat the Kafrisin? Because it's not a Peiri. The problem is that in Orla we have another thing. There's a Ribui Es HaTofel Peiri that even a Shoimer of the Pri also you can't eat Tzorla. So good, the Kafrisin is not a Pri, it won't make Priyoids, but it's a Shoimer. The tapuk lay, I'm sorry, the tapuk lay, the nasa shoymer le pri. This kafrisin, the peel, some sort of a peel, is a shoymer on the pri. And as the shoymer on the pri, you shouldn't be able to eat it. Why? Virachmona oma varaltem aloso espirio, es hatofel le pirio. The Torah is marbin, not only the pri, but something that's a tofel. How do you say it's. It's part of, how do you translate tofu? What's a good English word for that?
Second, good.
Second day to pre. Umay niyu, shaymel pre. So let the kafrisim be also in Arla, not als pre. Enochanami, it's not pre, but als shaymel pre. Omarovo, hey, chamina, the nasa shaymel pre. When do I say something is a shaymel pre? Heichud, the isi, bein betolosh, bein begruber. As a peel that stays on the thing even when you cut it off. Here that's how the thing grows. The kafrisin falls off at a certain point. We'll soon see quite early in the development of the pri. By the time you cut it, it's long gone, that kafris. So mela, that doesn't have a din shoymer. Okay. It's not true. Pitma shel rimen. Pitma is the flour on top of the rimen. Mitzarefes. It's mitzarefes. This is about tumasoichlin. You have to get tumasoichlin in a shirke beitzer. So you can count the fruit plus this perach. Okay? V'hanetz sheloi. The nets. I don't know the English word. It's like the kafris in the vyon. It's on top of the perach. What's the English word for it? Nets. Well, so it squirrels on top of the perach. Ein mitzarefes. Now, what do we see from that? We see from that that the netz is not an oichel. It's not mitzaref for tumas oichel. We'll see in a second if it's a shoymer. But obviously it's not an oichel itself, because it's not mitzaref to tumas, so it's not oichel in itself. Now, midekoma netz shelo ein mitzaref, almo de lav oichel. It's not itself a fruit. Okay, now, yet we learn, tani koni gabi orlo, klipe rimoin, the klipe, the peel around a rimen, a pomegranate. V'hanetz shelo, klipe egoizim v'hagarinim, chayovim b'orlo. So now, let's look at a second at nets. The nets is chayiv in orlo. Why? The netz is pre? No. We see from the previous price it doesn't count to matzoicha. I mean, it's not edible. So why in the world is it chayv mineral? The teretz? Because it's shomer lepri. Now, even though the netz it falls off before you cut the thing, in that it's same as kafris and slav, you tell me a chiddush now. Kafris is not called a shomer because it falls off before the fruit is cut. It's not there betolish. It's not like an orange peel. Orange peel is there even after the fruit comes home. Twice, you know what I mean? A nut, what do you call it? Shells of a nut. They're there when the fruit is on your table. Mashenka and a kafris. But you see from nets falls off before they cut the fruit. And yet it has a din shomer. So what you told me before is wrong. We're back where we started. So let the kafris be usher. Even though my Rav Ashi B'Rishul said it's not pre because it make like a kiva, you still shouldn't be able to eat it because it's shomer lepri. Okay? Elamah Rava, we need another way of redefining shomer that will cut out kafris from being a shomer. That's what we need. We have to somehow limit. We thought we'd limit it that it has to be the betolish. That's not true. It doesn't have to be betolish. Elamah Rava, heicha amrina denasa shomer lepri, heicha disa b'shas gemar peri. Ah. Doesn't have to be betolish, but it has to be on there when the fruit fully ripens. This kafris apparently falls off at an early stage of development of this fruit. High kafris lesser bishas gemar peirim. It's not there at the end when the fruit comes to full ripeness. Ain't it? Is that true? Let's see. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Barabuo, Hani Maschle de Orlo Tomorim. Correct. The maschle are the peels on the tamarim, on the dates. They also fall off early. We'll see. Asiri, they are osir in orlo. Hoil v'nase shomer leperi. So the peels of these dates, the maschle, have a din shomer. Okay. Now when are they on there? The shomer leperi amos havre. When are they on there? They're not on there when the date becomes full date. They're there be kufra. Kufra is when the date is very small before it's ripe. And then they fall off. So you just told me that kafris is not a shomer because it's not there b'shas gemar peiri. The maschle on the dates is also not there b'shas gemar peiri. It's only there when it's a kufra at the beginning. And yet we see it does have a din of shomer l'peiri. And it's also, if I lose that, we lose that definition. We're right to stuck. V'kakori l'shoymer l'peiri, says the Gemara, 1 second. You know why Rav Nachman calls it a shoymer? Because he holds that that's fully developed. Now we're getting into a very complicated asik over here. What's called the peiri is right. What's called the peiri is a peiri. The one says, no, a shoymer has to be there when it's called a full peiri. He said it's a shomer even though it's only there but kufra the initial stages. The teretz is because Rav Nachman saw look Rav Yosi. This not Rav Yosi. I'm a smother also and they shoot peri. Smother. That's moving to grapes. Got to be careful. The more moves, the more goes from fruit to fruit over here. We're not going to grapes. In grapes, smother means when the Rashi says when the flower falls off and you first begin to see like a little berry. That's the first stage in a grape. The next stage is called boiser. It's a little bit bigger. We'll soon see. Reb Yossi holds all the way back. Reb Yossi holds that smodar is already called peiri. Meaning Reb Yossi holds that the fruit is called peiri at the very beginning. Mela, we said like this. We said that a shomer is only a shomer if it's there when it's a gemar peiri. Aye, but Rav Nachman called it a shomer, and it's only there when it's a kufra. Yeah, because Rav Nachman holds like Reb Yossi. They hold that a peri at the very beginning, when the flower, the bud, the blossom, maybe that falls off, and you see the little berry, that's already called a peri. So he holds that kufra is peri. But we're right. You need it to be there when it's peri. He happens to hold peri. He's at the very beginning. Okay. Upligi Rabbanan Alei, but Rabbanan don't hold like that. We don't hold that way. We hold my peri has to be bigger. Let's say boiser by grapes, we'll see in a minute. Mela by kafris, we can say that it's not a shomer because it falls off at the beginning. Says the Gemara, that's not true either. Maskiflo. So you're making a new theory here that only Rabbi Yossi holds the fruit is a fruit at the very beginning. We don't hold that way. Lamazen, let's see. How'd you prove it? Because Rabbi Yossi said grapes have a shem peri by smodak. Smodak is mamish the beginning. Let's see. Maskiflo Rav Simi Minardo. Ubeshari loni mipligi rabbonin alei. Who told you that they're cholik by grapes? That's true. He holds smodar. We hold boiser. We'll see. Has to be a certain size the grape. Who said the cholik anywhere else? You're assuming it's a general machloikis. Rabbi Yosi at the beginning. We need a developed fruit. Mainly, you're telling me kafris is not a shomer because it falls off at the beginning, and we hold the beginning is not a fruit. Who told you the cholik by yoda peiris? Let's see. Tanana, Mishnah in Shvius. May Mosay and Koitzin and Ceylon is Bishvius. At what point, very interesting din over here. You have a tree in Shemitah. There's no fruit on it. You can chop it down. Why not? Once it has fruit on it, you can't chop it down because you're killing the fruit. The fruit of Shvius, it's Dushas, Le'ochla, Le'hefsin. By chopping it down at an early stage, you're killing away that fruit. It's Le'hefsin. So now, at what point can't you chop the tree down? It's the same thing as seer. It has to have a shem peri. If it's a bud, it's a bud. It's a peri, it's a peri. It should pashas depend on the same thing. What's the level? Lamazen. Beishamayoimrim, kol hoilonis, mishayotziyu. As soon as you can see a berry, anything, that's it. Hey, stop peri. That's beisham. What do we hold? Ubeisililomrim. Hacharuvim, that's carrots, bucks, chveis, mishayisharshiru. When you can see a little bit, it looks like a chain of charuvin, a certain level of development. Hagifanim, grapes, misheyigoru. When they reach the size of girua, we'll see in a minute what that is. Hazesim, misheyonitsu. When they get that nets around it, whatever it is. Sharkol ho'ilonois, misheyotsiu. But all other trees, besides zesim, charuvim, and gifonim, when did they become a peri? Mishayotziu, as soon as the fruit appears. Now, who is this Mishnah? Is this Mishnah Reb Yosi? Or is this Mishnah us? It can't be Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi said grapes are immediate, smodak. This needs girua, which we call boise. So this is the Rabbonon. You see, the Rabbonon are only choylik in grapes, zeisim and charum, but everywhere else they agree the fruit is immediate. So you're back where you started, we're stuck. That means kafrisin of yoinis are fruit immediately. So by the why isn't the kafrisin treimis? To begin with, I was like that story. It has to be the b'shasik ma'peira. It was the b'shasik ma'peira because the ma'peira is immediate in all fruit. The amar avasi mita. What does it mean? Gerua who boiser who gerua who pull alovon. When we say gerua, that's what we usually call boiser. What size is it? Pull alovon. Frank Dimor obviously doesn't mean pull alovon. Pull alovon is beans. We're talking about grapes over here. Pull alovon salkidaitos. Ela'ema shi'uro ki pull alovon. By grapes, it has to be the size of a pull alovon. Good. But who's this Mishnah? Man shamet le do'oma boiser ain't smod alo. Who is this Mishnah? That grapes you need boiser, you need girua. That smod is not good enough. Rabbonon. This is not Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi by grapes doesn't need any shear. It's smod or immediate. It's a Rabbonon. Uktoni sharkol ilonis mishayotziu. So that means all fruit become a fruit immediately. So you're back stuck. That means a kafris, since it was on the evian at the beginning, it is, yeah, shomer. We're back stuck. How did Mabravashi eat the kafrisin? It's not a peri, but it's a shomer, a peri. Elomarovo. Hey, chamin adavi shomer le peri. When do I say something is a shomer le peri? Hey, chadiki shakles le shomer, my is peri. You know, it comes to what we would have thought intuitively at the very beginning. What's a shomer le peri? If you take it off, the fruit dies. It protects the peri. Apparently, this kafris, it's a peel. But if you take it off, it doesn't affect the development of the fruit. It a hadasan kindin shomer. Hochaki shakles le lo mayis peri. Have uvdo, there was a case, v'shoklul and netz the rimona, they took the nets, they pulled the nets off a rimon, before we said a netz has a din shomer on a rimon, v'yovesh rimona, the rimon taka dried up. Shoklul a parcha the betisa, they took off the kafris from an evian, must switch words again, v'akayim betisa, and it lasted. V'hilchaso, kemar baravashi, the zorek eso of yoynes, v'ochel sakafrisa. Okay, that's good. Because you can in Chutz Laaretz, you can throw away the kafrisim and eat it. I'm sorry, you can throw away the evyon and eat the kafrisim. Because in Chutz Laaretz, we go to kula that the kafris is not a peri. Umid legabe or lelav peri ninu, legabe brochus nami lav peri ninu, velo mochin lebe peri, it's elo bor piyadoma. Since you're telling me the kafris is not a peri, you make bor piyadoma on the kafris. Now, right away, this is a very, first of all, the Rishonim point, this is not a piece of Gemara. This is a loshon from the Bahag, straight out from Bahag. And this is a very difficult thing if you think about it. What is he saying? Since the kafris is not a peri, you make bar priadoma on it. Is that true? The kafris is not a peri? That's not what we said. We said the kafris was a peri in Eretz Yisrael. Just in Chutz Laaretz, we can be makel. like Rebbe Akiva, but Betzim we hold the kafris is a peiri. As many Rishonim Achodik was back, they said, forget, you have to make a bore priest or kafris, because we really hold like Rebbe Lezer. That it is a peiri in Eretz Yisrael, just a chutzlo Eretz. We happen to have a kula of Orlop. It's a difficult thing he's saying over here. Okay. And of course, to say that all Rishonim say, that you can't say. And Eretz Yisrael, you'll make bore priests. And chutzlo is bore priests, domo. That's impossible. No one's going to make a split like that. Okay, but this is a piece of Bahaki Patsin's word for Ace. Pilpule. Pilpule. Peppers, I guess. Glazes. Rav Sheish is on a shackle. Rav on a loy klum. You don't make a bracha on it all together. Vos the Rav le taimei. Rav goes le shitoso. The Omar Rav kas palpule. You eat pepper. Be yom de kippure. What do they touch pilpule? Regular pepper, huh? What is it? Pepper corn. Okay. Potter. You're not even chayif eating on Yom Kippur, because like we had before, it's mazik, it's not normal. Okay. Because zangvila b'yom de kippure, also a type of spice. Pot. Meisei b'kitzah. Now, pilpule, what's the din? You just told me, Reb Sheisha said shahakal, Rava said nothing. It's not even called an achila. Meisei. Hoye Reb Meir omer, mimashma shenem avaraltem or losu espirio, eini odei sheitz maichalu. What is it? It says avaraltem, losu espirio, eitz maichalu. I know avaraltem espirio, obviously it's an eitz maichalu, obviously it's edible food. Elamatam alom eitz maichalu, lohovi eitz, shetam eitzo upir yoshove. It's to be marbet to me that a new type of eitz also has orla, with tam eitzo upir yoshove. What is it? Beis apilpulin. Lelametcho, shapilpulin, chayoven beorla. That is orla posu. There's orla and pilpul, and then pilpul is peiris. I should make a bor pira eats. We had a machloekas where it's bor pira adomosh or north. I'm sorry, whether it's shahakal or no bracha, you should make bor pira eats on it. Loikash haber tifto haber yevishto. When you say it's pre, that's when it's fresh. It's wet. It's fresh. It's not dried out. That's the premeya. Hobi yevishto is when it's dried up. Then he says, oh, the shakal, he says it's worthless. It's not even called eating. So here's a strange thing, Vaita. What should come out lahalocha now on pilpulin? If it's dry, okay, but what if it's retifto? You should make barpir eitz. In the reef, it says you make barpir adom, a very strange thing. You should make barpir eitz here. Okay. Amalei rabbonon la meimar kos zangvila b'yemed b'kure potter. If you eat this, what do they call zangvila? Ginger? What do they call zangvila? Ginger. If you eat it straight like that, your potter is not considered an achilo. The omar rovo hay himlis. Himlis is a mixture of herbs. It's a, they have a word for it. It's electro. Yeah, that's Rashi's word. It's some sort of mixture of different types of kachas we call it. The Asim Bei Hindui, it comes from the Kushim somewhere. Sharia. First of all, it's mutter. It's not a problem of Giulei Akum, meaning Trefa Pats, because we assume Stam Kelem Einim B'nei Yoimon. There's not a problem here of Bishal Akum either, because it's edible raw. And it seems to me the main ingredient to himlis was the zangvila. So you see, you make barpriya doma. You just told me as bechalal not an achila. If you didn't kippy a pot, it's a gonish. You don't make any broth. Look at the same teretz. Haber etivta, haber yevishta. When it's fresh, it's edible. Machman barpriya doma. When it's dried out, it's nothing. Chabran ochapisu were out already. 2 more minutes. Chovitz kideiro v'chein daiso. Chovitz kideira, they have an English word, it's interesting, Michael. It's what is it? Padded chovitz, yeah. It's some sort of a gelled thing. Basically, it's made out of flour, honey, and oil. It's made like the gel somehow. Daiso, posh, it means cereal. And it's not, it's a mezoin, it's what we call oatmeal, those kind of things. It's not flour. It's the wheat kernels cut into pieces, and you make like a wheatina, that kind of a thing. Reb Yudah Meshakel Nia Bedvaro, Rav Kano Bori Min Mezoinus. So the B'dais are great, according to Amalo Pli. Plain cereal, of course it's Mezoinus. What's it talk about? Of course it's Mezoinus. What's the Machloikis? Ki Pligi B'dais Ke'ein Chovitz Kedera. What I mean is, it's a dais, it's a cereal, but it has in it a lot of honey. That's the Machloikis. But which is the Iker? Is the Mezoinus the Iker? Or is the Dvash the Iker? Reb Yudah Omar Shmuel Omar Shakel Sova Duvshe Iker Rav Kahana Omar Barmin Mezoinus Sova Smido Iker. The flour is the Iker. And comes one, this is a very important halach. What? It is ground though. It's not ground like mel. It's chopped into little pieces. Omer Rabbi Yosi Kavosi, the Rav Kana Mistabra. He's right. The Rav Shmuel Damri Tavayu, this is important halacha, because she yesh b'chmis aminim, mizoinus is always the ikka. Unless it's put in there only to keep the thing together. But any, generally speaking, anything with mizoinus is the ikka.